This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. We are in our eighth year. Tonight we have stories about our MTC Scholar of the Year, Earth Day Open House, Student Government-Sponsored Summerfest, the LeaderCast Conference, Art Show Results, announcing our new college students, and our regular features, Good News, Students of the Month, Why I Came to Job Corps. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Kesley Hostler, David Orr, Christina Rhodes, and Holly Spencer. Reporter Jeannie Leonard-Waller also contributed to this program. With us in the studio is engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. Let's get started. Kesley had the opportunity to speak with student Amanda Pollard. Kesley, why did you interview Amanda?
During the 2012 monthly business meeting in April, Tongue Point's Amanda Pollard was chosen as the MTC Scholar of the Year. Every year, this award is given out. The students who apply have to write an essay on why they should be chosen for this award, and then it is entered into a large pool of candidates. The winner is chosen at random. I asked Amanda what her reaction was when her name was called. She said she was surprised when her name was announced. She wasn't expecting to receive the award. Like the old saying goes, always expect the unexpected.
Thank you, Kesley. And Amanda is actually getting ready to wrap up her Tongue Point experience and move on to the next chapter in her life. And hopefully I'll get a story from her and I'll be able to update you on that later. Congratulations to students Shanae Stevens, Kesley Hostler, David Orr, Kristen Miller, and Colleen Hayes, who are accepted for summer term at Clatsop Community College through the Advanced Career Training Program. Two of these students are in our studio, Kesley and David. What are you most looking forward to about starting college at Clatsop? And what are your future college plans?
I'm excited to get my college life back on track. It's been a long time for me, and I'm also excited for all the great instructors up at Clatsop Community College and the college students that I will be working with at Tongue Point. My career goal is to obtain my master's in business administration with a concentration in sports marketing and work for a sports team or sports apparel company.
I'm looking forward to continuing my college education after a long break of not having any more funds for that college. I'm looking to get my Associate of Arts transfer degree and transfer to a university in Oregon and get my Bachelor of Arts and hopefully get a master's there too.
Well, thank you. And both of you live in Residence 4, which I think is very conducive for college students because you have an opportunity to study. You don't have to leave the dorm in the morning, the same as the other three dorms. Do you think that will add to the success, your college success?
Yes.
I think it might. My plan is to study at the college and get all my homework done up there. So when I come back to center, I can relax and focus on center life.
That's a good strategy too, because our college students are still expected to be involved in center life, have leadership positions, and still contribute to the dorm and the center community. So, good plan, David.
Thank you.
Well, I know that this last week was really busy. Our current college students were wrapping up their homework and attending finals, and we're looking forward to your college, hearing about your college experience more in the future. We have the good news. Since our last program, 16 students earned their high school diplomas, 25 students earned their GEDs, 32 students obtained their driver permits, and 35 students obtained their driver's licenses. Congratulations to the students on these accomplishments. One of our regular features is Why I Came to Job Corps. Christina, could you share your story with us?
I came to Job Corps on December 7th of 2010. I Before coming to Job Corps, I was sitting on the couch doing nothing. I couldn't find any work. And my mom had said that it was either get a job, go into the military, go to Job Corps, or go to the mission. And I decided to go to Job Corps. I looked it up and had found the dental assisting program and really thought that that would be a really cool program for me to go into. While I've been at Job Corps, I went through the dental assisting training. I received my dental assisting training, my radiology certification, my HIV and AIDS training, and my CPR and first aid training. I was able to get an internship and work one-on-one with a dentist. Sherry Hinkle, my instructor, has been a supportive and caring person. I'm glad to have her as an instructor. My supervisor for my internship was a great help, and I want to say thank you to Dr. Weber for helping me with more help from my training than I could imagine. And the dental assistant there, her name is Marty, was a great help with sterilization as well. Thanks to all of you. While being at Job Corps, I had a responsibility to uphold a leadership to give back to the center. I have been a student for 18 months, and I have had my fair share of leaderships on center. I was a rec tech for almost a year. I was a mentor for over a year. I was a tsunami zone tech for a couple of months. And the last leadership that I had been given, mind you, we don't just get handed a job, you have to apply for it, was a karaoke tech. The independent living dorm is the dorm that I lived in. It's the honor dorm on center. I was an independent living student for about 10 months. The dorm is an amazing dorm because it's one that holds great expectations for its students, as well as the residential advisors are amazing. They're always there for you no matter what the situation. If you need to talk, they're there for you. The residential living supervisor, David Brandon, is amazing. He cares for his students and really makes the dorm feel like home. I'm grateful that the staff in the dorm have been there for me. I have had a lot of things that have happened within the last year and a half, and I needed someone to talk to, and every single one of the staff for the dorm have been there and have been supportive. Before living in the independent dorm, I lived in Residence 3. We have 4 dorms on center, which was an interesting experience. Unlike Residence 4, Residence 3 has an older building and the staff is different. The students are held to certain standards that are lower than the independent living dorm, but living in a building with a small amount of people really helps you get to know your student body. In my opinion, however, I really love being a Res 4 student. In the future, I would love to go into dental forensics. I'm interested in criminal investigation. And with the past that I've had, not saying that I've gotten into any trouble, I would love to be able to have the chance to stand up for someone who literally does not have a voice and cannot have their story heard. The reason that standing up for someone is important for me is that I've grown so much after living with my father, who was mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally, and sexually abusive. I stood up and told my mom what my dad had done to me, and we fought to have charges brought upon him. I know that there are people out there who don't have the opportunity to say what happened to them because someone has taken their right to live away from them. So what I am saying is that having the amazing, wonderful experience of being a Job Corps student, I have been given one thing that I will need for my future goal.
Christina, yeah, you've been an amazing student on center. What helped keep you focused and motivated?
The thing that helped keep me focused and motivated was having a very supportive group of people around me. My instructor, for instance, Sherry Hinkle, she was there when I needed to talk. I've had several different things happen during center life that were very stressful, and she was there to talk to. as well as my residential staff. Any one of them, I was able to go and talk to them and get advice from them or just rant and rave if I needed to. So,
you've held a lot of leadership positions on center. Which is your favorite and why?
My favorite would... Oh, that one's a hard one. I love doing karaoke tech. I'm a big singing fan. I love to sing. And then mentoring is the other one. Mentoring, I love being able to meet new people and help them out as best that I can. And being able to help new students who have come into the dorm or into the onto the center, being able to help them is just the best thing that I could wish for.
Do you have any words of advice or wisdom for new students? What do you tell the students that you mentor to help with them with the same level of motivation that you have?
My best advice would be that what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. If you can make it through one thing, you can make it through anything.
And I think just being a karaoke leader takes a lot of bravery as well. Well, I know you're going to be graduating at our next graduation, and I wish you the greatest success and hope you'll let us know how your career path carries you forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. Several students recently had the opportunity to attend a conference. Here's the interview. I'm here with student reporters Jeannie Leonard-Waller, David Orr, and Kesley Hostler, who recently had an opportunity to attend an event. David, tell us about LeaderCast.
Tamara, LeaderCast is bringing leaders from around the world for a one-day teleconference that over 125,000 leaders either attended in Atlanta, Georgia, the host site, or remote sites around the world. Chick-fil-A and Giant Impact hosted this year's LeaderCast. The concept of this year was all about choices. The world is dying for us to make choices that strengthen your family, impact your workplace, influence your communities, and leave the world a better place. Mother Teresa once said, "Be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strengths lie."
Kesley, can you share your thoughts on LeaderCast?
On May 4th, 2012, the North Coast Fellowship Church hosted the 5th annual Chick-fil-A LeaderCast seminar. Wendy Higgins was kind enough to set aside 10 tickets for Tita Montero, the business and community liaison at Tongue Point Job Corps. And a small selection of student leaders on the center were able to attend. These students were recommended by the staff here on the center. The students were bused to Seaside, where they attended the seminar.
Jeannie, what was this year's theme?
This year's the theme was called Choices, and I have a thing that I'm going to read from our workbook that we got received while we're there. It's life-changing events. Making a single decision begins with a simple choice that can affect people around you, leading them into action, which can create big impact in your local community and even influence change in the world at large.
Kesley, who was your favorite speaker and what message did they convey to you?
I'd have to say that my favorite speaker was probably a tie between Tim Tebow and Marcus Buckingham. Tim's speech was truly inspiring to me, and I cannot begin to explain how much of what he said truly inspired me to become a better leader. But I can share what Marcus Buckingham tried to present in his speech or get across. Marcus Buckingham said in his speech that there are no perfect leadership profiles. There are only perfect practices that fit your leadership style. Basically, what I think he is trying to get across is that there isn't really one style of leadership that will fit you. It is more like you need to take the elements of different styles and then mold them into your own sort of profile.
Jeannie, who is your favorite speaker and what message did they convey?
I believe I like John Maxwell the best. He was a great speaker. I think what I liked about John Maxwell is that he told us that we need to challenge ourselves and do personal growth every day. And we need to not focus on so much on our weaknesses as much as we need to focus on our what we do best, but not try to overstretch ourselves, because that's when we fail, right, David?
Yes, Jeannie. And to talk a little bit more about John Maxwell, he said to go outside of your comfort zone, but not your creative zone. If you go outside of both of those, you're going to sink. Stay inside of your creative zone, but stretch yourself. And I honestly loved all of the speakers, whether it be Ronald Fryer, the economics professor from Harvard, Soledad O'Brien, Tim Tebow was great talking about family and faith, Urban Myers, he was wonderful. But my favorite was Andy Stanley. His message was, what story do I want to tell? At the end of the day, your decisions is just going to be a story that you're going to tell. Every decision you make is nothing more than a story you tell. When this is simply a story I tell, what story do you want to tell? Make decisions that make you proud to tell.
Thank you. So, Jeannie, if you could share one concept or idea that you came away with, what would it be?
Well, there were so many messages that I took away from the leader cast, but I like John Maxwell's thing where you need to stretch yourself but go outside your comfort zone, because you're not going to be able to change the you or the world if you don't go outside your comfort zone, because then you're just going to be a stalemate kind of thing. So I just really like the fact that you need to go stretch yourself.
David, I know you liked a lot of the speakers and found it very inspirational, but if you could sum it up into one key piece for you, what would it be?
I think it was Urban Myers when he talked about faith and family. For me personally, faith and family is valuable to me. And with his personal struggles being at the University of Florida and putting so much focus on coaching and missing out on his son and daughter's sporting events and just missing out on family stuff. You know, having a career is important, but if your career consumes you, your family is going to leave you.
And Kesley, what key concept did you come away with?
The one thing I would share with the world would be what Marcus Buckingham said. If you get one thing out of this seminar, don't you lose your authenticity. If you lose your authenticity, you lose everything. That's a direct quote from him. I honestly think it was a great opportunity, and I am grateful for having the chance to attend the seminar. Since then, I've been spreading the word all around the center, and it really has made a giant impact in my life. I plan on using what I've learned throughout my life.
And at Job Corps, we know that students that come to Job Corps are looking to make choices and changes in their lives. We encourage our students to have leadership positions to be on silver, gold, or platinum privilege levels. And I think this message really speaks a lot to our students, and I'm glad our students were able to attend. Thank you. Anything else to add, reporters?
I really think the seminar went well, and I'm sure we will all better ourselves from this event. On behalf of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center, we would like to thank Wendy Higgins again for giving us this amazing opportunity.
Thank you. We have the results of the recent staff student art show. There were over 100 entries, ranging from fused beadwork to jewelry, photography, mixed mediums, acrylic, charcoal, ceramics, even a skateboard, and corn dog wrappers. Kesley and Christina both also happened to go to the show. Which pieces did you like and why?
There were a couple of pieces that I really enjoyed that had to do with pen drawing. And they were really unique, and I can't really say that I didn't enjoy all the artwork that they had there. It was like a miniature art gallery. But there was the hot, it was a corn dog, they made this outfit out of corn dog wrappers, and it was really unique. It was like a dress, so.
Christina?
For me, I would say that it was a great show. There were quite a bit of different art pieces. I think my favorite would actually be, it was a cloth material that one of the residential advisors had actually made, and it was an amazing art piece.
There was an aquarium that wasn't real and used different beads and glass and sculpture to look like an aquarium with fish suspended from pieces of wire that was really awesome. The best of show was Kayla Baker, which she did a still life in charcoal called Flat Things I Have Made. First place was Michelle Reese, who made a ceramic tea set with cups, plates, teapot, sugar, creamer. Second place, St. John Hammer and Colleen Hayes, coordinated artwork and decorated a skateboard. Third place was Jasmine Dortch, an acrylic on canvas board. The best technique was Dan Struckman, who did airbrush and acrylic on canvas titled Obscured Insanity. The most unique was Tia Province's Corn Dog Queen, which was the outfit they were talking about, that was corn dog wrappers stapled together to form a skirt and a top. It was really cute. And the cutest was Jordan Garrett's Multi-Aquara Medium, which was the sculpted wire paper and ceramic aquarium I was talking about. Staff also entered. First place was Mark Kenny for his acrylic on canvas work Never Say Die. Chuck Lovett titled his digital photography image display Near and Far. They were images from the local area as well as the Far East. And third place was Tammy Donaldson for her original scrapbook. We look forward to seeing the talents of our staff and students at these regular functions. And like Kesley said, it was like a little miniature art museum, really, with so many different pieces. Students served punch, coffee, and cake. The event was well attended and an overwhelming success. Congratulations to our staff and student artists. Another reporter is here to share her Job Corps story. Holly?
I came to Job Corps to get training for a health career, but I was like confused on what I actually wanted to do until I visited Home Health Aid, and I saw how they were helping out the elderly, and that is what I did here at Job Corps. I also came to Job Corps to enhance my knowledge about the healthcare, because in high school, I was taking a bunch of sports medicine classes and health occupation classes. I also did one semester of college at George Fox University. I couldn't afford it anymore because it was $40,000 a year. I accomplished and completed home health aid. I have CPR training along with HIV and AIDS training. It only took me about 6.5 months to complete home health aid. I was able to get training for home health aid at Susanna Lease Assisted Living in Seaside, Oregon. The leaderships I held at Job Corps were mentor and weight tech. During my weight tech position, I would put away weights that were left behind after people used them. During my mentor position, I would show new students around Tongue Point, help them unpack, and also show them how to make their beds properly. After doing that with the new students, I would see how their first week of classes went, and check to see if they needed anything or any help with anything. Living in Res 1 was just like living in a dorm that I lived in during college. I shared a room down in the Honor Hall, which is named Treasure. Before moving to the Honor Hall, I lived in an honor room on Gilligan with two other roommates. Res 1 has three halls for guys and three halls three halls for girls. Res 1 has over 150 students living in the dorm in the six different halls. My future goals are to finish college and go for my RN license. I also plan on saving money up to rent an apartment or possibly even owning a house later on down the road. I also want to start a family later in life after settling down and finding a job that pays well. Thank you.
So of your two leadership positions, which meant the most to you? I think I know the answer.
Well, they actually meant, both of them meant the most to me. But actually, mentor stood out the most because I was able to enhance my communication skills by helping out the new students that came in.
Outstanding. Now, you're also going to be graduating. And what are your plans?
I'm actually going back to Salem, and I'm going to find a job around in a nursing home, most likely an assisted living nursing home, or possibly even at the hospital.
Well, thank you. We're glad that you could be with us today and share your story, and hope you'll keep us updated on how things go after Job Corps. Each month, two students are selected as Students of the Month. We have these awards for April and May. Kesley, we'll get us started.
Student of the Month for April 2012. This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on November 9, 2010, and began training at medical assisting. After completing medical assisting, she began classes at Clatsop Community College through the Advanced Career Training Program. In medical assisting, she was an excellent student. She worked hard and made great progress. She is dedicated and motivated to succeed while being a positive, friendly, and helpful person. She is goal-oriented and takes pride in her work. She is a joy to be around, and she gets along well with her peers and with staff. She is always willing to help out and used her compassionate nature to serve as a buddy at Victory Over Child Abuse, or VOCA for short, camp last year. She is a great asset to her dorm as well. She is a past star student of our residence and was selected by Residence 2 staff last year to receive a Making a Difference Award and was recently a Leader of the Month. She currently serves as Treasurer of Dorm Council. Over the last year, even before joining Dorm Council, she came forward and helped out with several Dorm Council events. She is organized, professional, and consistently models the career success standards. We are very fortunate to have her in our dorm, and now know she is on track to be successful in her own chosen career. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Laura Francher as our Student of the Month for April 2012.
Christina?
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on August 10, 2010, and began training in electrical. After completing electrical, he began classes at Clatsop Community College through our Advanced Career Training Program. In electrical, he was a great student, a hard worker, and always focused on what he was trying to achieve. He is upbeat, polite, and friendly. He is very thorough in his decision-making. In the college program, his grades are good, he is attentive to detail, and dedicated to whatever he is doing. He is someone you can count on to get done what needs done, in a thoughtful and precise manner. In the independent living dorm, he is an excellent student, a quality leader, and an all-around good guy. He is thoughtful and has a very calming way about him. He helps out any way he can. No job is too big or too insignificant. He is a gentle soul who is always striving to do his best. He is a serious young man who is determined to succeed in all he does. He is polite and always willing to lend a hand when someone is in need. We are very proud to have had a small part in the start of his career, and we know he will be successful in his future endeavors. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Mark Kelly as our Student of the Month for April 2012.
Holly's next.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on September 28, 2010, and began training in dental assisting. After completing dental assisting, she began classes at Clatsop Community College through our Advanced Career Training Program. In dental assisting, she always offered the dental class, off-the-wall uncommon knowledge. She has a great sense of humor, which we all grew to love. She's extremely bright and earned her radiology and infection control certifications. She takes pride in her work and doing things right. Fun, loving, and creative are two concepts that describe her, which help make her a great asset to the Victory Over Child Abuse, VOCA for short, camp family. She does a fine job as a leader in the dorm. She is hardworking, dedicated, and very helpful. She has a pleasant attitude. She is reliable and professional. She is a thoughtful, intelligent young woman committed to improving her life through higher education. She goes out of her way to assist others. She is a caring, dedicated individual who knows how to role model self-care as well as offer assistance to others. She is a dedicated, steady learner who continues to better herself and share what she has learned with others. She has the patience and talent to be successful on her chosen career path. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Annabeth Samples as our Student of the Month for May 2012.
And David.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on January 4th, 2011 and began training in dental assisting. After completing dental assisting, he began classes at Clatsop Community College through our Advanced Career Training Program. In dental assisting, he was very respectful and a great co-worker to his peers. He earned his dental radiology certification. He challenged himself while pursuing completion of dental and took pride in high-quality work. He did his work-based learning assignment in the hospital's radiology department because of his long-term goal and interest in becoming a radiology technician. He has an uncompromising sense of integrity. He is very active in his leadership role in the dorm. He is focused, assertive, and follows through as a leader. He is pleasant, mature, professional, and a loyal student. He gets along well with everyone he meets, both staff and students. He is a role model for those who are really dedicated to making a positive move in their life. He has the commitment, tenacity, and follow-through to make his goals happen, while living up to all other expectations in a respectful and dedicated manner. We have no doubt he will be successful. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Zach Horton as our Student of the Month for May 2012.
Thank you, and congratulations to these four students for their accomplishments. Kesley, step up to a microphone. Now we know you get to start college soon, but let's take a little trip through memory lane. Why did you come to Job Corps?
I came to Job Corps to start my life without being helped by my family.
And what have you accomplished while at Job Corps?
I've completed carpentry. I've gotten 4 certifications. I came here with my driver's license and high school diploma, so those weren't accomplishments through Job Corps. But I've gotten CPR on first aid training. I have gotten OSHA 10 training. And for those of you who do not know what that is, it's Occupational Health and Safety Administration. And the number at the end signifies how long you've taken the training for, so it would be 10 hours. And it ranges from 10 to 500.
Wow. What leadership positions have you had on center?
Oh, geez. quite a few. I think the first leadership I got back in August of last year, September of last year, was a rec tech, and I made my way up the ladder. It took me 3 months to get to a crew chief's position, and then 3 more months to get to a supervisor's position. And then I was a mentor in Residence 3. As soon as I moved to Residence 4, though, I
was part of student government, and I am actually will be currently the president, but will be ending my time with presidency and the student government here in a couple of weeks. And I've also have this as a leadership as a radio reporter.
Well, and Kesley was originally elected into the position as vice president, and there was going to be an opportunity. Res 4 needed a president, and I remember talking to your advisor about the possibility of you stepping up, and people were under the impression that you wouldn't want to do it. Now, anybody that's even listened to Kesley on the radio, or anybody that knows Kesley, you don't back away from a challenge. And the consensus at the time was that you were just too soft-spoken and too shy to want to be president, and I just don't see that at all. So, with the presidency, what has your role been in the independent living dorm, and how do you work with the students in your dorm to accomplish dorm council goals?
Well, I think that listening to the student populace is the best thing that you can do. See what they want, and then try to give that to them. Give what they would want. Like, we threw them a welcome back party after winter break, and that was really good, and we threw a Valentine's Day party. That was a blast. We just finished A Night Underneath the Stars, and
what's A Night Under the Stars?
It's an event where you can sleep out underneath the stars in sleeping bags out on our lawn for the night. And it's co-ed, but you're not allowed to sleep in a sleeping bag with some other guy or girl. But
good to know.
You can at least lay next to each other, and they won't discourage that.
How many people participated?
I think there was about 14 that signed up, but only like 5 actually were out on the lawn.
Well, the weather wasn't very cooperative, was it?
I don't think so. I actually wasn't there for the event. That's just what I've heard.
Little voices in the back of the studio are saying, it was fine. Were you there, Christina?
I was there, actually, and the weather didn't seem to affect us at all. We actually were given tents. There was a tent for the guys and a tent for the girls. And there were only 2 of us in the girls' tent, but the next morning we were sweating like no other. It was so warm in there, so.
It's been a little humid.
I was also there for last year's, and last year we actually slept underneath the stars on a tarp, and that one was a lot bigger. There were so many people there. I'm pretty sure there were about 20 people that were there, and everybody just had a blast, so.
It sounds like this is a tradition, an annual event, so I hope your future dorm councils will carry that on.
I hope so, too. And we've also just completed a barbecue for our Residence 4 students. And we usually give the Residence 4 students who participate in the annual intramural sports a nice gift after the season is over.
I know you also regularly host Texas Hold'em tournaments and popcorn and...
Yes, we also actually just started a bunko night every Sunday at 6 o'clock. So, and that's going to be taught by me, actually.
Fun. It sounds like Res 4 is a fun place to be.
Oh, definitely.
So... I think we already have talked about your future goals, and one of the things I do want to talk about, and you've kind of tied into it a little bit, is being president of your dorm. And we are going to be holding elections again soon. What has been one of the highlights of your presidency?
I think being able to be a part of the executive council, and that's the larger center-wide part of the student government, and I really enjoyed doing all those meetings and having a blast with planning events like Summerfest and being able to deliver awards to my residents, receiving a ton of awards myself through those awards lunches, and just being able to help out the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in general.
I do want to explain a little bit. Each of our four dorms has five officers that are elected in the dorm by their peers. In addition, we have five officers that are elected center-wide, and then the five center-wide officers plus each of the four presidents come together to form the executive council. So we have a two-tier student government, and the dorms are busy planning events with their dorm council funds, and then also the presidents are working with executive council to plan two big center-wide events. Plus, each year, each dorm has an opportunity to host a center-wide event using student government funds. So we actually have quite a lot going on at any given time. And speaking of Summerfest, we recently sponsored our annual afternoon and evening of activities for students. And we call it Summerfest every year, although this year people were joking with me that they were going to call it Rainfest. I think they jinxed me. One of the things that happened was we had a big inflatable water slide. And when the gentlemen from the company were there to set it up, they looked at Michelle Edmondson, the recreation supervisor, and I, and they said, no one's going to want to use this. It's raining off and on. And Michelle said, oh, yes, they will. And the water slide was pretty popular. I was watching a couple students go down. And of course, once you're already wet, why not go down again? I know of at least one person that went down 10 times. I heard that Chris Salisbury, the landscaping instructor, had his students go down it in their rain gear. So it was really fun. For those of you who were there, what was your favorite part of Summerfest?
I would have to say that my favorite part of Summerfest was being able to see all the animals. There was a petting zoo there that had, oh goodness, there was a couple of different animals that were from some other parts of the world. One looked almost like a jackrabbit, but it wasn't a jackrabbit. I'm not exactly sure what it was called. There were goats, there was a cow, there was a miniature pony. There were some Bichon Khitan puppies. There was a baby goat. And there were some baby ducklings, so it was amazing. And me being lover of all animals, I could not keep myself away from there. So,
I always warn Muriel, who runs the petting zoo, that our Summerfest doesn't officially start until 1:30, but she's there between 12 and 12:30 to get set up, and that coincides with some of our student lunch breaks. So I always let her know that as soon as she's set up, she's going to have people over there. And it's true, she does. Those little animals are like a magnet. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was actually being able to do the casino night, which was held by the SGA. They had blackjack and they also had poker. I did blackjack the entire time. Besides getting stuck with 15s every turn,
oh, no.
At the end of the game, I kept on getting 21s and 20s. So my time turned around from being stuck on 15 to getting 20s and 21s.
And then they use a voucher system, right? And then they try to make sure that everybody who's played has an opportunity to win a prize, even if your voucher says 100,000 or zero. What did you end up with at the end of the night? And what was your prize?
I ended up with 3,000, and I ended up grabbing a pillow.
Awesome. And Summerfest, we also did some dorm versus dorm games. We had the dorm, different teams from the dorms competing against each other for in activities such as tug of war, ultimate frisbee, limbo, musical chairs, and biting for apples, which is hanging apples from a string and then trying to bite the apples without using your hands. And then they also, for fun, just did a cookie decorating contest. Residence 1 was victorious in one event, the limbo. Residence 3 was victorious in tug of war and biting for apples. And residence 4 was victorious in ultimate frisbee and musical chairs. Were you key in winning any of those prizes?
I actually did the limbo, and I didn't do so well with it, but I also did the musical chairs, and I was the last one standing for Residence 1. before I got knocked out.
Oh, awesome. Outstanding. And then what we do is everybody who participates gets a ticket for a prize, and then the dorm that wins gets money added to their dorm council fund so they can plan events similar to what Kesley was describing earlier. In addition to the petting zoo and water slide, we had a miniature golf set that they played with hockey sticks, and they were calling it Happy Gilmore Golf, which tied in really well because we showed the movie Happy Gilmore. And then we served ice cream sundaes. Student government was served a lot of ice cream. Students could pick their own toppings. And we did sidewalk chalk art. We had bingo. We did the casino. We had face painting and henna. And then we had a street dance. And our DJs set up the equipment over in the pavilion, which is a covered area next to the field. And there was some concern that with the weather, nobody would want to dance outside. Of course, then it started pouring, and they really couldn't carry the equipment back to the rec hall. And they said, well, we're set up out here. Let's go ahead and have the dance. And people were out dancing all the way to 10:30. It was popular. And, you know, those of us who were standing in the sidelines not dancing, it was a little cold. But for people out there dancing, it was a lot of fun. And I just have to say, our staff and student volunteers and our student government, I think, in spite of the weather, put on a really fun event. The dining hall served a barbecue lunch and sub sandwiches for dinner, which just added to the Summerfest picnic fair kind of theme. And I think Terry wanted to join us.
Well, as a very senior person, I was, when they were talking about the various activities they did, like camping out under the stars. Well, I'm thinking about when my girls were very, very young. And then we started talking about the water slide and that sort of stuff. And then the reason I jumped on the microphone, then we started talking about petting zoos. Now, this sounds like something that you do when you're 7 years old. All I have to say to you students is, you haven't grown up fully. Don't ever grow up.
And I think one of the reasons the petting zoo is so popular is a lot of our students are away from their pets that they had at home. And being able to just sit there and visit the animals, it's fun. It's interesting because when we were meeting at General Assembly to vote for students to approve the funding for this, some students couldn't understand why we were doing both the water slide and the petting zoo. And I was explaining that each one appeals to a different population of people. And there, sure enough, there were people who wouldn't go near the water slide but spent the whole afternoon at the petting zoo. And just being around animals, and it's just a lot of fun. It's always a very popular place to be. So I agree. Stay young at heart. And we have Kesley at the microphone. Thank you, Kesley. Tell us a bit about the recent vocational open houses.
As a part of Earth Week activities, Vocations hosted an open house for staff and students, displaying green techniques including straw bale construction, previous concrete, reusing materials, and in landscape architectural design, recycled metal art, and solar and wind power generating stations. They also had a rainwater harvest for washing buses. My instructor actually got to tour three of the many events that they had there, and I actually only was able to see the landscaping one, but it was amazing, and they recycled. They made a chessboard out of recycled wood and all sorts of different things, and oh, I wish you guys could have been there to see all of it. It was recycling, all this stuff was truly amazing.
And it's really exciting to see our students proud of what they accomplish and to be able to show off what they're learning. And more training achievements are tied into reuse, recycle, reduce, and green items. So thank you, Kesley, for sharing. I'm going to share a little bit about our positive news report, and these are some of the highlights of things in the dorms. And I'd like our student reporters to think about, in your dorm, what's been the activity or event that's stuck in your mind? Just for example, in Residence 1, one of the RAs made a special incentive dinner for two of the halls for winning their dorm cleanliness competition. The students had homemade pizza and brownies. In Residence 2, their dorm council hosted a spaghetti feed for the entire dorm. In Residence 3, the dorm council officers had a great time on their leadership outing to Oaks Park. They went on fun, scary, exciting rides, and the students had so much time, so much fun skating. In Residence 4, Linda supervises an embroidery club. And then, what are your thoughts? What is something that your dorm has hosted that you've really enjoyed? Whether it be an activity, an event, cooking?
For Residence 4, our residential supervisor, Dave Brandon, actually hosts a movie night every Wednesday, and we watch two movies, and we have popcorn. And that's been one thing that a lot of the students really like, because David Brandon actually does sit with us and watch those movies with us. So it's kind of like a family gathering.
Oh, David's got a tough job, doesn't he? Next.
In Residence 1, there was actually, before I moved halls, our hall ended up throwing up just a going away party. That one stuck with me. And then when I moved halls, last week actually we ended up having a going away party for everyone that was graduating and leaving the dorm. We played music and turned off our lights and had strobe lights going as if we were actually at an actual dance. We did that clear up until 10 o'clock.
David?
In Residence 4, it's the intramural sports and how competitive we are and we come together as a team. And another aspect that I love about Residence 4 is the culture with the staff and the students. Any of the staff are willing to sit down and talk with students if they have problems, or just to sit down and talk. And that's something that's been invaluable to me, is to be able to interact with the staff members, and they don't have to focus so much on the discipline issues, and we can have a family culture.
And Miss Kesley.
Well, I actually had the opportunity to attend the embroidering class quite a few times, and I actually gave my best friend a pillowcase with three lilies, water lilies embroidered on them, and she really loved it. It took me about 3 weeks to do it, but to put it all together, and there was like 10 different colors. And the really nice thing is that Job Corps provides those pillowcases, and Linda supplies designs and all sorts of different designs, from like summery ones to like his and her stuff, and all the threads and needles and the hoops. It's all just truly fascinating, and there was quite a few people that have shown up to do it.
I just realized something, and I think you're all awesome. And one of the things I've noticed is how very involved you are on center. You don't just disappear in your room after the training day and come out for meals or training. You're involved and active, and I really think that is part of our success and part of your success. So thank you. One of the things we talked a little bit about are the dorms and the dorm council sponsored activities. One of the things I wanted to mention was the dorms earn funds from our student government. Our student government runs a student store, and we also have a small coffee cart that is a training site for some students in culinary and finance and business. And the proceeds from the coffee cart, student government donates back to the dorms. So that gives them funds to plan functions with for their students. Also, dorms earn funds by attending the bi-monthly General Assembly meeting, and there are other incentives for them as well. But that's how they manage to pull off such outstanding activities and events. So thank you all very much.
So there you have it, the June 2012 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 46 years now, 46 years of helping young people. Thanks to our student reporters Kesley Hostler, David Orr, Christina Rhodes, and Holly Spencer. Thank you to Jeannie Leonard-Waller, who contributed. And thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. We are in our eighth year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making this show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center and the local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important the Job Corps concept is to all of us, locally and nationwide. In 46 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million young men and women gain the education, training, and social skills they need to become responsible, contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org, click the On Demand button, and select the program. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back in July for our next edition of This is Job Corps. See you then. Good night.